This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock here in Central Virginia. I'm Coy Barefoot. Happy Monday. I hope you had a good weekend. It's 97 degrees in Charlottesville on this lovely Monday afternoon. This is Charlottesville Right Now. It's News Radio 1070, and it's WINA. According to the latest numbers, 1 in 3 women in America are not having good times. They say their sex drive has completely diminished. The marriages of these women may be at risk, given a recent statistic that 25% of divorces are due to sexual dissatisfaction. Some doctors are even prescribing testosterone patches for women with low sexual desire. However, new research is showing that these patches might increase the risk of breast cancer, even if used for just a year. Lori Mintz is a University of Missouri researcher, psychologist. Her new book is A Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex: Reclaim Your Desire and Reignite Your Relationship. Lori joins me live on the program. Welcome to Charlottesville Right Now.
Thank you.
So let me first ask you this. Are you one of these, or were one of these tired women?
Yes, and that was the beginning of the book. When I first had my two children, who are now 19 and 17, my sex drive went down the tubes. I was one of those women saying, I could care less if I ever have sex again. And when I started talking to friends, including other psychologists, everything I heard from them was, me too, me too, me too, what do we do about this? And so I started looking in the self-help literature, in the psychological literature, and there was really nothing there that worked. And what I began to realize is, because none of it really got at the root sources of the problem, so I, using what I knew as a psychologist and a woman, I created my own treatment plan. And it worked. I'm happy to say I got my sex drive back. I have kept it through the inevitable ups and downs of life and marriage. And then I started getting referrals and have specialized in treating women who have say that they've lost their sex drive. And eventually I wrote this into my self-help book. And finally, wanting to make sure that it really worked, I did a randomized clinical trial on the book and found that, in fact, women who read the book increase their sex drive by 60%.
60%. My goodness. We're talking with Lori Mintz. The new book is A Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. So how bad is this? How pervasive is this challenge for women in America? I mean, I was just reading this. It's 1 out of 3 women?
Yes. Yeah, some studies put the numbers higher. Some put them lower. But the two best studies done, which included thousands and thousands of women, show that 1 out of every 3, 33% of women are saying, I have no interest in sex. I've lost my drive.
And what does it? I mean, from your research, what's causing this predicament for women? Because I'm assuming that a lot of women would like things to be otherwise.
Yes, a lot of women are really distressed by this, as are their partners. And women's sexuality is so complicated. There's so many reasons that a woman could lose her sex drive. There's physical reasons such as a thyroid disorder, or emotional reasons such as depression. There's relationship issues, affairs, anger, resentments, past trauma. There are so many reasons. But when you ask women, what do you think? Why do you think you've lost your drive? The primary reason that women give is they say, I am just exhausted. I am so tired. I'm so stressed. I just started thinking of sex as a chore. And the real common one I hear is the last thing I want to do when I get in bed at night is have sex. I just want to go to sleep. I'm tired and I'm stressed and I'm busy.
We're talking with Lori Mentz. The new book is A Tired Woman's Guide to Passionate Sex, Restoring Your Desire and Reigniting Your Relationship. Is there any historical data for this, Lori? I mean, is this a new phenomenon for modern women or women in general, or has this been going on for a while?
I think it's increased in the last, 20 years or so. And I think, it's hard to know whenever a psychological problem gets a lot of attention if it's new or is it just that we're now willing to talk about it. But it seems to me from talking to women across the lifespan that it's increasing, and it's increasing with the stress and the multitasking that women are doing. And I'm certainly not saying that women in the job forces is a bad thing. I think it's a wonderful thing. I'm obviously a working woman. But what's happened is that women are both in the job force and still carrying the bulk of the responsibility at home, and they're exhausted and way too exhausted for sex.
So another one of the unexpected results.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.